Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey on local issues. Your opinion is very important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. In Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about the climate change in Maryland?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned, okay. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
What was that?
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed to make Maryland's road, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I'm not sure. It would depend on how it was framed. Potentially, I'd support it. So is there somewhat support?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll say that. I would somewhat support something like that. It would depend.
Okay. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Do you support or oppose this?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
The more robust one.
Someone support?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of some proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each one, you can tell me if you support or oppose the proposal. The first one says, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
What is the word you're saying?
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Do you support or oppose that?
I support, but I'm not sure what the two words are. What type of support?
I'm sorry. A strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly support. Okay, great. Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy storms.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Support. Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I strongly support.
Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
No worries. If you support or oppose the proposal to expand quality healthcare.
I don't know exactly what that would entail, so is there a neutral answer? I don't know how to answer that one.
No worries. We can put that there is no answer. And providing immediate relief after a natural disaster in Maryland.
I support. Somewhat support.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, someone convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all for you?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing? Someone, not too convincing, not convincing at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing? Someone convincing? Not too convincing, not convincing at all.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. And just the last few questions. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this change your opinion of the lawmakers, diminish your opinion of the lawmakers, or will have no impact in your opinion?
I think it would have no impact on my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will have no impact on your opinion?
Probably diminish.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this change your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact in your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that make Maryland's roads, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I would not vote for any of them. I would write in Nikki Haley.
Okay. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64.
35 to 49.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.